I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. People in Nepal are looking for a permanent solution. Thousands have been living in temporary shelters since last April's earthquake. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
Working with the government and local believers, we put in several thousand of these temporary tin Quonset hut type shelters. And they worked very well, but we knew they were temporary. And then in December, we launched a rebuild project for more permanent homes.
BGR is hoping to put up 500 permanent homes. You can help them reach their goal at missionnews.org.
There's a huge amount of physical needs to meet, and we want to do well in that. But at the same time, you know, we're working through local believers and partners that are there who have a heart for helping people, but also helping people hear the truth of the gospel.
A Kelton Research study reveals that a lot of women hate their feet, but if feet have a purpose besides the obvious, they become beautiful. Melissa Highland of Beautiful Feet International just returned from Costa Rica, where she finished training 32 women to work in their pregnancy centers.
Our international pregnancy centers educate women, help them to choose life, help them to take care of themselves and their babies, and primarily, more important than anything, to give them the gospel and disciple them, help them to become disciples of Christ.
How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. And suddenly, it's not about me anymore. What else does Beautiful Feet do?
We do mission trips around the world, all kinds of mission trips. Medical mission trips, children's program, English as a second language, sports camp, eye clinic.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, and more at missionnews.org.